Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1366 in the writing is Shin number 518-518. Getting back to our Hilchis Brachis. Okay, we're middle of the Halachis of when one has to wash their hands, Negavasser, which we've spoken about. We're just going through some various different other times and places whereby one does have to wash their hands, whether it's one time, two time, how to go about it. So in reference to interesting case when one touched their feet, now I just want to stress, we'll talk about the socks is a little bit different, but the feet itself, if a person touched their feet, one would be required to wash their hands. This is because of the fact that the feet are considered unclean. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does state that touching the feet is not a problem of rachra, but rather an issue of cleanliness. However, various other opinions do hold that touching the feet is a problem of rachra. Therefore, according to these opinions, even if one's feet were just washed, right? Let's say I just took a shower. I just came out of the shower. Now I touch my feet. So my feet are perfectly clean. What's the problem? So if you're dealing with Ruach Ra, therefore, according to these opinions, even if one's feet were just washed, they're clean. So touching the feet would still be a problem of Ruach Ra, impure spirit. It is interesting to note, and important to note actually, Flem Zalman Orbach Sechasadik Levracha does rule, that since the feet are considered a covered part of the body, right? When you're dealing with a covered part of the body, it doesn't make a difference if a person just took a shower or their body is perfectly clean. Covered part of the body is covered part of the body. You touch the covered part of your body, you have to wash your hands. So it says Reb Flem Zalman that he rules that, Lemaisa, since the feet are considered a covered part of the body, because in general nowadays people don't go around barefoot, so since it's considered a covered part of the body, so even right after washing them, even if one will say my feet were perfectly clean, one still has to wash their hands. It's what we call in general a loy plug. Rabban and Chazal did not make a distinction between clean feet or not clean feet. Now again, like I said, the socks we'll talk about separately. It is a little bit different. One should try, if possible, and wash three times, if it's possible, alternately, to get rid of the rachra, because in general, we want to try and cover all the opinions. According to those opinions who hold that the problem is cleanliness, washing one time would be enough. So, you want to cover all grounds, rachra, you wash three times. Somebody washed one time, definitely we saw in the Mishnah Berurah said it's a question of cleanliness. Rosh Hashanah Zalman said, question of covered part of the body, which also would be one time would be enough. So then according to those opinions, one who holds, who hold that the problem is cleanliness, washing one time would be enough. These halachas are found in Siman Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Mem Aleph, the Oitzer halachas, Ois Lamed Zayin, also the laws of daily living, page 39. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha Kol Tuv.